our first episode of Joy Moments.
Small moments shared create ripples of joy. I'm Lacey with Sarah, my lovely co-host. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Lacey. Well, we also have another silent co-host.
We do. She might talk. Who knows? She does like to make noises in the background, and she loves a conversation. So she may. She's smiling at me. It's my 3-month-old daughter, Violet, is hanging out too.
Yay, Violet!
She's just going to be a little podcasting baby.
I love that.
Well, we are so excited for this inaugural episode of Joy Moments. It is something that Sarah and I have wanted and talked about for a while, and we're just making it happen. I'm going to let Sarah kind of kick off talking about what Joy Moments is and where it came from.
For those of you who are new to Joyful Support Movement, and which Joy Moments is part of, there's 3 steps. There's the story, there's taking a step, and then there's joy. And we have the 2 podcasts for story and step, and it was always our goal to also have a joy podcast. So this has been bubbling in both of our brains for a very long time. So happy to see it coming together. And the joy step is important for so many reasons. And we got to say right up top, this is never about only looking at joy and forgetting all the crap that's happening in your life. Because life happens. I like to call them shit sandwiches. We don't get to avoid eating shit sandwiches. Little ones, big ones, they happen, right? But joy moments is about, could that shit sandwich have a side of iced tea with it? Or could you put some ketchup on that shit sandwich to make it taste just a little bit better, right? So to me, joy moments balances it all out. We're not erasing anything. We're just bringing joy to the table of life. For me, this is so important because the origin story for joy goes back to when I was in college, which over 20 years ago now, I didn't grow up having this natural, like, look for things that make you happy or be in the moment or notice the stars. I didn't grow up like that. But I had a roommate in college who every night we'd lay in our beds. It was a house of 7 girls. And me and one friend, we shared 1 room together. And our twin beds, our heads were by each other. And every night she would ask me what the favorite part of my day was. And it was really hard at first because I was in college. I was super stressed out. So stressed out. It just, over time, it became easier. And then I started looking for what the best part of my day was during the day. So it just grew. And then later in my life, I heard that gratitude is a muscle that you have to exercise. And I truly felt that in myself when I had this roommate. But we ended up living in different places our senior year. And so honestly, I fell out of habit with it. And my muscle really got atrophied. Lacey, can you tell me, before we go into more of like the origins of the Joy Moments podcast, can you tell me, did you grow up with that gratitude muscle, or is this kind of new to your life?
I am a very lucky gal that gratitude muscle has always been there for me. Of course, at times in my life, it's been easier and harder and whatnot. But like, for example, when I graduated from college, one of my dear friends who was on the podcast, Zach Owens, we talked about how I made a 100 things that make me happy list because I found myself, I didn't notice this, but he had noticed, I say the phrase a lot, oh, that makes me happy. It was me recognizing small moments during the day of just things that make me happy. And so he challenged me to make a list, and I made a list of 100 things that made me happy. And then for my graduation party, my family took that list and put different aspects of that in the party. So like one of the things is I love taking a shot. It's not about the alcohol. It's about the excitement and camaraderie that goes along with a shot that I enjoy. Or my dad's mashed potatoes. So they made mashed potatoes. The color purple. Everything was purple. So my gratitude muscle has always been a pretty strong one. And I've been very thankful for that because it has made finding those joy moments very easy for me. But I also just want to say, I know that it isn't always easy. So just because it's something that I have had, it doesn't mean that I know that it's natural. For example, at our household, you saying that actually, Sarah, was one of the things that inspired my house at dinner. We have to talk about our highs and lows for the day. So a high is something that made you happy. A low is something that made you sad. You don't always have to have a low, but you always have to find a high because we live a very privileged, lovely life, and we can always find something to be happy about. And let me tell you, I am the only one in my household that's like, this is, right off the bat, what I think. Now, it may just be because there's some ADHD in my household. So sometimes that means, unless it's happened within the past 2.5 minutes, we forget about it existing. But still, that makes it even more important.
Well, and what's so great about this is for anyone listening, it doesn't, you are where you are. It doesn't matter if you have never thought about it before or if you've thought about it your whole life. It's a practice. And it's a tool. I like to call it, it's just another tool in your tool belt. And with the story and the step and the joy, they're all tool. It's your choice if you want to use the tool, but we're showing you how it can work. And one other thing I want to point out for those listening is the words. Please know you can insert any word that feels good to you, because what I've learned from Lacey about communications and, well, communication, really. It's words can mean different things to different people. So if you're somebody who hears the word joy and you immediately want to vomit, don't say joy. Like, what is tangential to joy? You know, we talked about gratitude. To me, this is my interpretation. To me, moments of gratitude start to build up that momentum to joy. So it's not as if you're thankful for one thing and then you're immediately like, I'm in joy. No, like sometimes it's just starting out so, so small. So like a thankful moment creates gratitude. A lot of gratitude in my mind creates joy, but it can be anything.
You heard, I didn't realize it at the time, but that makes me happy. That was how I found my way to these joy moments.
So there's no one way. It can be how you feel in your body. It can be, is there a moment where you lose that tension in your chest, in your shoulders, and you relax? Maybe that's a joy moment for you. Or if you practice mindfulness, to me, there's a lot of joy moments in mindfulness, but it doesn't have to be called joy. So just know that the term joy moments is really, it can be interpreted through your language. We're all, like, there's no one way to ride this train. Just because it's called joy moments, come on aboard, call it whatever you want. It's more about the practice and what we're trying to do with noticing the good things along with the shit sandwich.
And this is another thing that I've seen, and this is kind of one of the origins of Joyful Support Movement, is that oftentimes when you have joy, your joy then can spread very, very easily to others. It's a good kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Contagion.
A good contagion.
Good contagion. And so by sharing and by you listening to these stories and then by hopefully sharing your own, what we're doing is we want to create enough ripples. Well, not enough, just any ripples, honestly. But we're going to create these ripples to maybe create more of that momentum for joy, because it's like a flywheel. It's maybe, hard to get going, but once it gets going, it's going to fly and fly and fly and ricochet.
And to that point, so in my family, I continued the tradition, which actually, it's not a long-standing tradition, maybe a year or two. I realized we needed to practice that muscle in my household. So before bed, we talk about what was the best part of your day. And as Lacey already knows, but if you're a new listener, you may not know, I am a bird nerd 100% through and through and through. And this may not sound exciting to anyone who's not a bird nerd, but I saw 2 pileated woodpeckers at the same time in my backyard. It was very exciting. And so I was explaining this whole story with this pileated, and I got really excited, and I was the first one to share. And then it got to my husband's turn, and we're like, what was the best part of your day? And he goes, honestly, listening to your mom talk about those birds. He doesn't share the joy of birds, but he was so happy to hear me so happy. And so, like you were saying, it's that happy contagion, which feels so weird to say, but it is. It's what ripples do we want to put out in the world? It's so easy to add to the complaining and the negativity and the what's wrong with the world and what didn't you like today and who did you wrong. That's easy. We all do that. That's the slippery slope.
And there's a lot of things wrong with the world right now. I want to make sure that we are very grounded in this, that this is not about toxic positivity or anything like that. Because you're hearing us talk about the joy in these 10-minute episodes, it does not mean that it ignores all the other stuff. Because trust me, it is there and we see it. And it's the joy that's the motor that'll keep us going to hopefully fix some of those things.
Yes. And that brings me to another point. As I was reflecting on why this podcast was important to me, I was thinking about how, you know, we both of us, like, we still have bad moods. We have bad days. And you're like, I still complain. We both still do that. The difference for me, what I noticed was when I was younger, let's say the first 2 decades of my life, my baseline of where I was most of the time was in sort of a bad mood zone. It was complaining, it was negativity, it was looking at the lack and what was wrong. That was my baseline. And honestly, it felt crappy. And that's why I've been on a 2-decade voyage to find different ways to be. And now my baseline is so much higher. And I'm not always in a place of joy, right? I don't know who is, but I'm not. But the difference is that when we acknowledge all the shit sorry, this is a swearing podcast. I didn't realize
that. I'll turn that explicit marker on right now.
But what the difference is like all the stuff that's going on in the world, or when one of those life events happens that we weren't planning on, I still get upset. I still get mad. I still get frustrated. But it's like a dip down from my baseline. I can still come back up. It's almost like, I also speak in visuals a lot. It's almost like you're in water, right? And you're laying on a raft and you're like floating, like your baseline's above the water, right? And then something really, like somebody throws something really heavy, like a boulder, and you catch it and then you go under the water. But if you practice this joy and this gratitude, you don't stay underwater holding onto that boulder. You've got little floaties on your arm. So you let the boulder go, and then your little floaties, they pull you right back up. So you don't stay under this heavy, heavy, heavy weight of all the shit sandwiches. You got your little joy floaties, and you go bloop back up to the surface.
We do love a water analogy here. Ripples, joy floaties, it all makes sense. It all makes sense.
Well, and going forward, our format for this show, right now we're explaining the origins because we want people to be on this ride with us and understand our motivation and why we're doing this. But going forward, we're really going to focus on everyone's moments of joy, those joy moments. And we want people to share. We want to hear. Whether we know you or don't know you, whether you want us to read it anonymously or you want us to say your name, age, place where you live, whatever details you want to share. We want to just know, what did you notice today that made you smile? Or what did you hear that made your mood change? Like, what was it about today? One, the smallest of things. It doesn't have to be, this is the big thing, right? It's not about winning the lottery. It's not about taking your lifelong trip. It's not about, which are all great things, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's about finding it in the day-to-day norm of, I just heard Violet. That made me happy. So yeah, so going forward, I was just going to say, recap. So going forward, yeah. This isn't just our joy moments. I mean, although, trust me, I could fill 10 minutes easily. But it's about hearing other people's joy moments, putting them back out there, then rippling that, and then collecting even more. It's just like you said, it's like a flywheel of joy. And so this involves you. the listener. This is about you. Everyone has something to share.
One other piece of clarification, and this is something Sarah and I have talked about a little bit. This is not about finding the silver lining in a bad situation. We don't want this to come off that way because that starts from a place of lack, right? It starts from a place of, well, all of this is bad. And I know we already mentioned, right, this isn't all about the good and that kind of thing. But when you attach your joy to something that's so negative, it kind of tones the joy down a bit, right? So we really invite you to just look for the joy, not just look for a silver lining, so that it's not coming from a place of lack. So you're not starting in a deficit. You are starting just from joy. When people are like, since you're chronically ill, you know, what good has come from that? And it's like, yes, I can make good of a bad situation and I can appreciate things, but I'm starting from the bad situation. We're not looking for the silver lining. If you find something that makes you happy and it just happens to be a silver lining, cool. Just because also, I think we talked about gratitude is about what you do have, not what other people don't. That's another thing that Sarah and I have talked about. If you ever heard, you know, there are people starving in the world, you should appreciate your food. I'm like, that is setting everyone up for failure right there. So just the joy, just the joy.
That is true. That's a good point. And this is also a voyage of discovery. Like, you might disagree with us, and that's fine. Keep listening and share what your thoughts are about the joy in the process. Like, we just want you to explore it with us. Come on this voyage of discovery.
Well, we do have a not Lacey or Sarah joy moment to share, because a friend shared this with me, and I excitedly said, can I use this in my new podcast? This is exactly what we're looking for. And she was like, sure. Yes. She said, sure. And I'm going to read exactly what she said. She said, hopefully somebody else gets inspired to do something for themselves. Mm-hmm. So starting off from the bat, it's about doing something for yourself. She's a mom. Her name is Casey. Yay, Casey. And she sent, I did a 5K this morning with no training. I just wanted to finish. And about a half a mile in, I had a therapeutic cry because I did something for myself. Literal tears. And you know I'm not a crier. 3.1 miles to help you reevaluate your life. So just this, it's amazing too that it's tears, but it was about this moment of, oh, I'm doing this for myself. And that just hit me really hard as a mom. And Casey's not a super touchy-feely person. So for her, I was like, get it, Casey. You cried. Maybe somebody else will hear this and think, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to that milkshake, or I'm going to do that face mask. I know I'm using really cliche self-care things here.
Well, that actually dovetails really nicely into mine. Can I share my joy?
Yes.
So the timing was so beautiful. I have been eyeing this chair at TJ Maxx because in my where I podcast in my office, it's a high desk. And I was using my husband's utility, I don't know what you call it. It's a Craftsman utility bench stool. I don't know what to call it. But it was kind of uneven, so I always had to wedge something under it, and then it was a plasticky seat, and it would make noise.
It sounds so uncomfortable.
I know, but I'm such a practical person that I was like, well, it makes sense. We already own this. It makes sense. But then my husband didn't have it to use. Anyways, I've been eyeing this chair at TJ Maxx and for 2 months, and I was there yesterday, and I was like, this chair makes me happy. It's a cute chair. I'm sitting in it, and I got to tell you, my tuchus is so comfortable. I'm so comfy. It even has this like little ledge for my feet. It's so comfy. And so I'm not just happy. So like your friend, I'm not just happy that I got the chair. I felt so happy about getting it for myself. It was a decision for me. And like your friend said, it was just, that was sort of the joy of it, was making a choice for me. So yeah, my joy is my new chair. It's so comfy.
So excited for you. You like didn't like sitting at your desk before. So now it makes sense that you might want to actually sit there now.
Well, so that's what's so funny is I've been doing that thing that we all do because I help people manage their homes is we all end up working at the kitchen table rather than assigned areas, and the kitchen table becomes this huge big mess. And I was like, why do I keep working at the kitchen table? because my son, you know, it's about to be summertime. My son's about to be home. I'm like, I can't keep working at the kitchen table. And I was like, oh, because I never want to sit in that darn chair. Oh, and I can laugh about that because I like to laugh at myself. Lacey, what's your joy moment?
I'm going to be so cheesy because we've already talked about my daughter. But my daughter, Violet, she is the smiliest, happiest baby. And to the point where it's like a problem. Like yesterday, she was eating, but then she kept just stopping and smiling at me. And I'm like, no, eat. Stop smiling at me. And it's so much that my husband the other day coined this phrase of, you know, like when you stop and you guys just smile at each other for a while. And I'm like, yes, that's what we do with Violet. Just smiles at you and you smile at her. And it takes about 20 minutes of just smiling back and forth. And then you're like, no. Sometimes it happens in the middle of the night. That's what he was referring to, is when he was doing something with her in the middle of the night. And so I'm just, she is a joy to be around. And this time around, since it's my last time having kids, I know for sure that factory's shut down. Like, well, it better be. But I just am so soaking it in. And there's so much joy in just, we're just going to smile at each other for a while.
We're coming to the closing of our first episode.
We'll close it with asking you to take a step to share your joy with us. So you can go to joyfulsupportmovement.com/joymoments. In there, we have a form and you can submit your own joy moment, just a few minutes, and maybe you'll be able to hear your own joy moment on the podcast. Also, follow along on our social media at joyfulsupportmovement.com. I'm Lacey Shares. Sarah is the joy riddler, but she's kind of taken a social media hiatus, and that's just fine.
I very much am. Yeah, that's where I am. But please know there's no wrong way to joy. So, Yeah, we can't wait to hear everything that you have to share. And then listen along and spread the joy, right? If this podcast brought you 1 ounce of joy, if you could share it with somebody else and start that ripple. We always talk about the 1% difference. Like, it's just a 1%. If we can bump up our days 1% in joy or happiness or whatever word you want to use, then our job is done well, right?
Did you just get really excited about recording future episodes because you're like, we just are going to read people's joy? Because I did. I just had this like moment of giddiness. As usual, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey. And thank you, Violet. Bye.